Now, Kat, got a question here from John Gammel, who says, how is caffeine extracted from whole coffee beans? I have to say, until he raised the question, I hadn't even considered it, but it's a very good question.
It is. I'm a decaf coffee drinker. I am caffeine-free, so this actually intrigued me as well. And in fact, there's a number of different ways that people get the caffeine out of coffee, and they do it on the whole beans. It's not that you brew up loads of coffee and then take the caffeine out of it. You decaffeinate the beans before they're even roasted, because that helps to preserve as much flavour as possible when they're finally roasted and then ground up. So there's a number of ways you can do it. You can do it the nasty way, which is to bung a load of solvents in there, because caffeine dissolves in certain solvents. Some of the ones kind of slightly related to things like dry cleaning fluid. Not very nice way of treating your coffee. So people try and develop other ways of doing it that involve things like water. You can basically just try and wash the caffeine out and then by washing your beans and then filter out the caffeine. There's another really clever way that people do it. It's by washing the coffee beans with a very, very strong solution of coffee that's sort of saturated with all the coffee flavour molecules.
But presumably decaf.
But not
coffee.
The caffeine.
Right.
So basically it's using, I guess it's osmosis, isn't it? Sort of.
Diffusion. Well, it's a diffusion gradient, isn't it? Because
exactly.
If there's no caffeine in the solution and there's lots of caffeine in the bean, there'll be a sort of net movement into
exactly.
The solution.
The caffeine goes out the beans into this coffee-flavoured solution, but you don't lose any of the flavour from the beans because there's already loads of these flavour molecules in the water, so they don't want to move out of the beans. And there's another way of doing it using carbon dioxide as well, high-pressure carbon dioxide, which kind of forces the caffeine out without losing the flavour. So that is apparently how they do it.
Terrific. Yay. Thank you, Kat.